150 verses, for those of you who can count. So I need help handing these out. Yeah. And while she's handing that out, I have something very serious to read to you here. It's some quotes. Jaden, the end of last year, bought me a calendar for my desk, one of those little flip calendars, and it's, "You might be a redneck if." So I share those at work from time to time. So I'll just read a couple. You might be a redneck if you own a home that is mobile and five cars that aren't. You might be a redneck if you think the stock market has a fence around it. You might be a redneck if your boat has not left the driveway in 15 years. You might be a redneck if you own a homemade fur coat. I like this one. You might be a redneck if your wife has ever said, "Come move the transmission out of the bathtub so I can take a bath." Let's see. You might be a redneck if the Salvation Army, or for us, Goodwill, declined your mattress. Let's see. Your wife's job requires her to wear an orange vest. That might be a redneck. Well, you might be a redneck if you've ever hit a deer with your car deliberately. You might be a redneck if you think a chainsaw is a musical instrument. Let's see. Here we go. You might be a copier tech if there's more than five McDonald's bags in your car. Rob would appreciate that, yeah. You might be a redneck, last one, if you've ever bathed with flea and tick soap.
Wow.
Okay, so the handout you have is something that I came across a long time ago. I can't even remember the resource that I got it out of. I actually found it online this time and copied it. But I had it handwritten, and it's really powerful. You start reading, you know, it's the name or titles of Jesus. You know, he is the last Adam or the second Adam. That's the first one there. He's our advocate. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. It's listed right there. He's the Almighty. Says, "I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty." He's the Amen. He's the Ancient of, you can look those up. Anyway, I just thought, you start reading through this and you get excited. You get pumped up because he is our everything. You know, it says, if we trust in him, we'll never be disappointed. Will not be ashamed. Okay, so the message today is, actually I put, trying to be silly, I put B-U-W-A-G-A-N, B-E-E-E-W-E-W-A-G-A-N, W-A-G-A-N, W-A-G-A-N. So what I really mean to say is, are we in the Word like we're supposed to be? And what's the purpose of the Word? Why do we have the Word of God? Is it just something that's just supposed to sit around, or do we have a relationship with Jesus, or are we in a religion? The problem in our culture is that it's dark, and it gets darker all the time. The people around us that aren't Christians, that don't know the Lord, that aren't seeking him, that aren't drawing near to him, are doing that which is right in their own eyes. And we get caught up in that as well. You know, we take on the attitudes and the behaviors of the world as well because it comes natural. We have a sin nature that comes natural. And the only thing that will keep us from being conformed to the world is our time with the Lord. It's our time drawing near to Him because He is light and this world is dark. I've got some scriptures here. Psalm 107:14 says, He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their bands asunder. As then He broke the chains. Psalm 112:4 says, Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Psalm 143:3, For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He's smitten my life to the ground. He's made me to dwell in darkness and those that have been long dead, the enemy. Proverbs 2:13, Who leave the paths of righteousness to walk in the ways of darkness. Proverbs 4:19, The ways of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble because they don't have the word. Remember, the word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. But if we're to be that light around those around us, but if we're not in the word, then we're in darkness as well because we're automatically conformed to the ways of the world. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Ecclesiastes 2:13, Then I saw that wisdom excels folly as far as light excels darkness. Yeah, and who is wisdom? Isaiah 5:20, Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. That's our society today. Things that weren't acceptable before, were frowned upon, were even a criminal offense, are now legal and approved. That put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. John 3:19, And this is the condemnation, that lights come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. So that's the problem, is we live in a dark world. The cure. Psalm 18:28, For you will light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Remember the scripture, I don't remember where it is right now, but He lifted me out of the miry clay. He lifted me out of the muck and the mire of this world and set me on a rock and established my goings. Isaiah 9:2, The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. Isaiah 29:18, And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. We were blind. We were deaf. We were as sheep having no shepherd. We had no hope in this world. But the Lord is our hope. He is our light. And it's not about how we feel about things. It's not about what we think is right. We have a standard, and it's the Word of God. We must spend time, and I'm talking to myself too, we must spend time in the Word of God, or as Romans 12:1 and 2, it says, be 12:1 and 2, be not conformed to this world. And if we stop right there, okay, I won't be conformed to the world. It's that easy. No, it says, but be transformed by pulling yourself up by the bootstraps, by doing the right thing, by making a decision to just do the right thing. No, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, which is in the Word of God, so that you can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Because we're automatically, through whether it's through interaction in relationships that we have or media, we're automatically conformed to this world. Music, whatever it is, TV, we take on the attitudes. It may be in a small way, but we still do. And only the Word of God shining that light and setting His standard in our hearts, you know, standing in the mirror of God's Word and seeing, oh, wow, this... Wow, I thought this was okay. You know, the enemy is subtle, and he'll lead us astray little by little. You know, he'll get us to accept something that's it's maybe a little gray, you know, and he just moves us further and further into the darkness if we don't spend time in the Word. Isaiah 42:7 says, To open the blind eyes, to bring the prisoners from the prison and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Isaiah 42:16, And I will bring the blind by the way that they knew not. I will lead them in the paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Matthew 4:16. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Luke 1:79, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. John 1:5, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. John 8:12, then spoke Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. We can't follow him by just saying, I'm going to follow him. The only way to really follow him is to be in the Word. It helps to be around other believers because they help hold us accountable, but the real thing is we need to develop that spiritual muscle, that intimate personal relationship with the Lord by spending time in the Word. If it was easy, then no one would struggle with being in the Word. But it's difficult at times to be in the Word because we want to think, I got this. That pride rises up and I got this and I don't really, I can spend a couple minutes and I'm good. But really, that's not what the Lord wants from us. John 12:35, then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walks in darkness knows not where he's going. John 12:46, I am come a light in the world, that whosoever believes on me should not abide or live in darkness. Acts 26:18, goodness. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Brings my mind to Ephesians 2:8-9, because we're saved by grace. We're saved by the favor of God, placing our trust in him. And we have an inheritance because we've placed our trust in him, co-inheritors with Christ. And we've received forgiveness of sins. We've been changed. We've been translated into the kingdom of his dear son. We've been set apart. These are things that have already been done, but we still have to draw near. He's made that promise. If we draw near to him, he'll draw near to us. He doesn't say, I'll draw near to you, and then draw near to me. He says, tells us to draw near to him, and then he'll draw near. So there's work to be done on our part. It's not easy, but it has to be done. Romans 13:12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. And I could go on and on, and this is just a small sample of scriptures about the cure. We're translated from the kingdom of darkness into his marvelous light. So, how do we get this light? How do we walk in the light? Psalm 119:11 says, your word, or thy word, have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. It's a battle. How do we get free from sin? Really, it's ever present with us. It's always a problem. David, he lusted in pride of life. He killed Uriah, had Uriah killed, really, the blood was on his hands, and took something that wasn't his. How do we get free from this bondage of sin? Really, even after receiving Christ as our Savior, how do we truly get free? It's only through our time in the Word. Really, we have to shine light in darkness. There's no way to do it otherwise. There's no five steps or, motivational speaker that'll get us there. There's nothing but our time, our personal time with the Lord. That's the only thing that will deliver us from our flesh, from ourselves. Psalm 119:50, this is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has made me alive, quickened me. Psalm 119, 105, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, because without it, we're walking in darkness. Psalm 119, 133, order my steps in your word and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Psalm 119, 140, your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. Yeah, we either love to be in the word and love to love that time with the Lord, or we're kind of struggling. It's one or the other. It's kind of getting over the hump, you know. Then I came to Romans 12:1-2. I plead with you, therefore, brethren, because God is merciful, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. What's the problem with a living sacrifice? If it's not bound, it crawls off the altar, right? But we have to present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy, that means set apart for God, acceptable unto God, which is our spiritual act of service, or our reasonable, it's a reasonable request. And as I said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When Paul was writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy, which we have it termed as, 2:15, he said, study to show yourself approved unto God. I always thought it's interesting that that word study means diligence. It means discipline. It means to do the work. He's not even just saying passively read. But study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Because so many things get taken out of context when we don't look to see what the word says for ourselves. We have to rightly divide the word of truth. 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. How do we walk in the light? Spend time in the word. Spend time in that personal relationship. Invest. Walk in the spirit or walk in the flesh, your choice. Galatians 5:25, if we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. Romans 8:6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Who doesn't want life and peace? You know, peace is a fruit of the spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. We don't want to walk in that old man, the natural man, anymore. Hebrews 5:14, but strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. We're so easily taken from the path if we're not in the word, because the enemy is so subtle. He doesn't put stop signs up. He just puts a little something out there and we start heading that way, and a little more and a little more. You know, it's like an addiction. It doesn't start with, you don't go for the, if it's alcohol, you don't go for the hard stuff. You don't start there. People usually, it's in a progression, a little bit of beer and then a little something harder and a little something harder, and this destroys your life. But our time in the word gives us a discernment of good and evil, a better understanding of those little things now become stop signs, because we see where the enemy is leading us right off. And then I'll close with Galatians chapter 5. This I say then, starting in 5:16 through 26. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Okay, well, how do we walk in the Spirit? It's not a, I'm going to walk in the Spirit today. I'm just going to do it. No, I'm going to draw near to the Lord and his word today so that I walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:17, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. It waylays us. You know, but if we walk in the Spirit, we'll not fulfill the lust of our flesh. We'll see it for what the enemy means to do, which he's still trying to steal, kill, and destroy. Galatians 5:18, but if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now, 5:19, the works of the flesh are manifest, or they're revealed, which are these. These are the works of the flesh. Adultery, which our country now winks at. Fornication, which our country now promotes. Uncleanness, lasciviousness. I'll just keep going. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, which is jealousy, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, of such like of which I tell you before, as I've told you in time past, that they which do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit, our time in the Word, Him working through our lives, produces the fruit of the Spirit. We can't put it all, you know, it's put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And we can't just say, I'm going to walk in the Spirit today, I'm going to be spiritual, I'm going to have peace, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it on my own. Of course, we know that it only comes through our time and our relationship with the Lord. The fruit of the Spirit is love. And we could go to 1 Corinthians 13 and talk about how selfless love is and how much it's supposed to be about sacrifice and not self. Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, which is, I like to call it self-control, but it's really God's control, us yielding to Him. Against such there is no law. So if we're walking in the fruit of the Spirit, there's no law against that. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Yeah, if we're walking in it. We can walk in the old man or in the new man. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. The point for all of us is that we must read, study our Bibles, or we'll be automatically conformed to the thinking, attitudes, and behaviors of the world. Whatever's acceptable at that time, which has changed. Even since Hannah was born, things have changed in this world. Things that, when she was born, weren't acceptable, weren't winked at, weren't approved by our government and supported. And who knows what in her lifetime, what's next? We don't even know in our lifetime what's next. But God set a standard. Man is doing what's right in his own eyes, but God sets the standard. Remember, the enemy is subtle. He's subtle, and he wants to make our testimony for the Lord ineffective. If we're doing everything for the Lord, if we're drawing near to Him, we will be attacked. But if we're being conformed to the world and doing what the world does, then He'll leave us alone because we're already ineffective. I've seen it time and time again, even inside the walls, where guys would stand up for the Lord. They'd make a stand. They would dedicate their lives to the Lord, and they would make a stand for Him in dark places, and then they would immediately they would be attacked. So if we're a threat to the enemy, we'll be attacked. But if we're not, if there's not persecution, if we're not speaking out for Christ, of course there won't be. But if there's not persecution, then we have to examine and say, maybe I'm not as close to the Lord as I think I am. Maybe I'm not shining that light, because light reveals. And if we hold God's standard, that offends. Even if we don't say anything, just our presence there, just them knowing that we don't, without even saying so, just knowing that we're a Christian can offend some. So, walk in the Spirit or in the flesh, it's your choice, but the only way that we can walk in the Spirit is by spending time in the Word. So, what I'm really saying is, you know, this all boils down to an edification of building up an encouragement for us all, including me. I'm really struggling too. It's an admonition to myself to spend more time in the Word. More time in the Word. More time in the Word. That's the answer. You know, I already know. He's already lifted me up out of the miry clay. He's blessed me so abundantly. I mean, it's mind-blowing when I look at what the Lord has done in my life. And Jaden's in Bible college. Hannah's headed off to college. You know, we're just so blessed. And it's all because of God. It's not because of us. So, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. That's it.
So Kyle, could you please turn that CD on, the yellow one there? And I know that Mike has some prayer requests, but we'll get to those in a little while. Well, we have one request from Scott and one request from Cindy. So Scott is requesting prayer for Hannah's road trip. Right, I'm gonna do all of these in a little while, but I'm taking care of these because they're here. Cindy and Hannah's road trip to Idaho, Tuesday, and Cindy returns on the 24th. And then this is from Cindy that she wants us to pray.